On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Come Monday, it'll be alright.
Monday morning, you sure look fine.
Rainy days and Mondays always get me down.
Whatever.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why
I don't like Mondays.
It's just another manic Monday.
Monday, Monday. So good to me.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Victoria, 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 Victoria.
If it's Monday, it's Tory Day. They both begin with a T.
Do they? Have I had that much to drink?
Yes, you have, apparently. Right. It is Tory Monday. On Mondays, Tory Lagarde joins us. She's a humorist, and she's an actress, and does other things as well, for your information.
Correct.
And we just talk about life itself and the things that we go through and the oddities and the news items. And
that's right. Just bounce things off each other. Why not? Otherwise, you're doing it alone and you're getting your interviews. But here, it's a different animal.
It's like a couple of kids in a lion bounce.
I know. Why not?
Yeah.
Is there such a thing?
I don't think so.
That sounds dangerous.
Yeah, it really does.
What are you saying?
If you're in Africa and you're involved in a lion bounce, that's not a good thing.
It sounds like a weird circus from Zimbabwe. Yeah. I don't know. I don't have my shots. I can't leave the country. I don't even have a passport.
Well, then you certainly can't leave.
Most
people can't get in.
I went to Canada.
You actually can't leave.
Remember the time I went to Canada with just my face, and I got back in the United States with the same face. No paperwork.
She only had a face, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, that's a true story, and I can back it up. But
how did you get into Canada without anything but a face?
I was with someone that had
a
license and a face. I didn't have
my
license.
They didn't say anything to you at all?
They just searched my bag a little and said, okay, you may go in the country. But, you know, coming back into the country
was... What a strange accent they have up there.
They do. They sound like they're from a little Bangladesh.
Really? Amazing.
These Indians are everywhere. They're everywhere. Don't you know?
So then getting back into this country must have been a bitch and a half.
Well, it wasn't that.
I dated when I was younger.
You did? Yeah. And, you know, I did get back in, obviously, because I'm here. But, you know, it was a little trickier. The United States is not so welcoming.
Of course not. You could have been one of those people.
This was pre-Trump. So.
Yeah, still. Yeah, forget it if it's...
But it was only a year pre-Trump. It was 2015, so it wasn't that long ago.
It's different. So what happened at the border when you approached it without anything but your face?
They stop you and want to ask questions.
Yes.
I didn't have a passport, otherwise they could have looked that up. Even without it, they could have put the number in and actually found me, so that's good to know. But I've never had one, so my license, which I didn't have, wouldn't apply either, even if I had one, I guess. I don't know.
No license,
Social Security
passport.
Number, they tried typing that in, didn't work.
Really? Because
I don't exist on passport paper.
So were you detained?
Just briefly, but then they still let me go. I could have, you know what I could have done? I could have gone in as an anonymous person, lived in Canada, and had someone take my place coming back.
Yes.
Say, and they, in this camera, I had a helmet on, so maybe they wouldn't have noticed.
Wow.
On a motorcycle. Yeah, it could have been a perfect, you know, it sounds like a movie. They should just make this movie.
It should be. It should be
because it really happened. It happened. I can't tell you what border, because I don't want to get these people in trouble, but it's a fact.
No.
It can be checked.
Certainly, they listen constantly.
Mexico,
they do.
I don't know what would go on down there.
No.
It's a little different than Canada, I imagine.
Yeah, they would have taken your children away.
Yeah. They would have found them where they live. They're adults now.
They would have just said, we have to do that. We do that. That's what we do, even if we have to find them.
Oh, dear.
Well, welcome to the program,
Thank
Tory.
You.
Yeah. A lot of interesting things going on in the world.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I don't watch TV. I watch old Columbo episodes. Which I did again.
Well, you can stay in your own world there, but I'm telling you.
I don't want to know. I know too much already.
Well, Trump's world is falling apart,
is it?
Crumbling
from
beneath.
Well, I watch Colbert monologues.
Okay.
So I get, news there.
That's the real news.
With a funny, I want a funny spin. I can't cry anymore.
I gotcha. I mean, it is so. I get
obsessed with
it. I know
Michael Cohen went to jail for 3 years.
Yes, he did.
and he feels bad that he was Trump's lackey, and, you know.
Yeah, he apologized for everything he did, but he said he was just doing what Trump asked him to do, but he knows that it was wrong at the time, so yeah, he did it.
You know, money talks.
Yeah.
Bullshit works.
I just think Trump is done, and it's not...
You say that a lot,
And it's not only impeachment, and I don't think it may even be that, to be honest with you, because it's not even worthwhile. Right. What is impeachment? What the hell is that anyway?
Is it peaches? It just sounds like it's delicious.
You can't eat peaches anymore.
It's peaches. I always hear impeachment, I think of fruit. I don't know why.
No, you're absolutely right, Trey. It's exactly what it is. No more fruit
started
for you.
Started with Nixon. I don't know. Then I got that in my head. I was only 9.
It doesn't mean anything because Clinton was impeached for...
Yes,
for
Monica Lewinsky.
Blowing her. And,
well, lying. They call it lying.
Yes, yeah.
It wasn't, you can't lie at
it
all.
Wasn't for, you don't get in trouble for having sex with somebody in the White House.
You said you didn't do it.
Yeah.
You didn't admit it.
It's for lying.
Sure.
And Trump has done that. Over and over and over again.
I think all politicians, to some degree or another, probably have to lie.
But you're not supposed to do it when you're under investigation and you're being not cross-examined, but you're being deposed.
Investigated.
So he's in trouble, and so Clinton remained president and quite a popular one even after his impeachment. So
he,
it really
didn't get
doesn't
the balance,
matter.
The budget balanced or something.
Yeah, he's fine. Okay, people didn't care. They cared that he lied, but that was about it.
Okay.
This is different. This is totally different. This is different. So Trump would stay in office, so it doesn't really matter. Indictment. That's a different story.
Okay, well, let's get on that.
and basically what they're telling the American public is, if you're the president, you can't be indicted, you can't be arrested, you're above the law.
Right.
The president is above the law.
Yeah.
And that's not something I think that this country would put up with.
Such a schemer. I can't wait till the next president gets in there. We look back on this like it's just some, ha ha, what a silly time that was.
Well,
I just want to get to that
someday,
point.
Someday.
Yeah, that's all I want.
This will be the most consequential series of years that we will have experienced in our lives as this starts to unravel and be exposed. It'll be quite a... You'll be able to tell your kids, I lived through that.
Just like the Pats losing to the Dolphins in the last 5 seconds.
Yes, yes. How similar can it be?
That
Tori?
Was a week ago. I mean, I know I'm late to the story, but we didn't mention it.
So much didn't care.
What, really? It was just like watching a train wreck happen. It's just like, oh, so that's... Wait, okay. Okay, so that just happened. It was like you couldn't even stop it. You had to witness it.
you get tired, you make mistakes, and then you make more mistakes.
I don't know.
Have you ever made a mistake, and then all of a sudden, everything that day is a mistake? Everything
it's
goes
bad,
wrong.
You're having a bad day. I have those all the time now.
Well, I'm just saying.
But you're saying, why should I be exempt?
Yeah, I always say that to you.
You know, you do. Why? Yeah. Why do
what
I get off of it?
What makes you so special?
It's nothing. Exactly. So now I'm going to embrace it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Van Dam.
It's your life.
See the light now.
As a matter of fact, a little later on, we get a lot of feedback from this. Actually, I'm lying. We didn't get none whatsoever. But we play a game called Would You Rather?
Would You Rather? And with the Georgettes.
Yeah.
Special guest.
And it's become a feature because it actually delves into your soul and all of our souls to make these decisions in horrible Sophie's Choice situations.
Some of them are pretty silly, but some are Sophie's Choice-ish.
Even the silly ones
I have some
say
silly
something
ones,
about you.
I guess. I don't
so
know.
We'll do that a little bit later.
All righty.
First, let's take a look at some of the weird things that are going on.
Can I just ask you real quick, whatever
Absolutely.
Happened to, I've been in the hospital in and out, whatever happened to nurses' hats? You watch these old Columbo episodes, and they used to wear these little paper hats, and now I go in there, and there's no hats whatsoever. What happened there?
Well, the hats were stupid, first of all. I didn't know if they were nurses or if they were vending ice cream. I really had a problem with that.
It was like a uniform. You had to look professional, am I right?
Yeah.
In the 60s and 70s. But by the 80s, they were pretty much phasing them out.
It's funny you bring that up, not in a ha-ha funny way, but in the back of my mind, I miss hats.
Really?
The only hats that come into play in our society are baseball caps.
No, and policeman hats. The military, they wear hats.
Not no more.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Not every time. But I've seen police, their uniform consists of a hat or a cap.
In a formal sense.
It.
In a formal
a lid.
Sense.
Yeah.
No, you will find it in many states. I don't know about the ones that we see, but in many states and many towns, no hats.
Okay.
They come flying off. They can't chase people. They're not as mobile.
Really.
They're also wearing now body-tight clothing as opposed to...
As opposed to the
shirts and stuff.
Vest.
Well, they used to wear just shirts and pants. Now they're wearing almost
they
like
leotards. protect themselves, though.
Yeah, well, they have the Kevlar vest. Thank you so much.
I have the dyslexic thing, too. I'm surprised could fix that because it sounded good to me.
But now the technology is it's so paper thin, right. And yet it'll stop a bullet.
Good. That's excellent.
Yeah, like Superman.
Now, what did you say the first hats were? The only hats we see? I missed it.
Baseball caps.
Oh, yeah, baseball caps.
That's all. You never see men. When I was growing up, when I was a baby, men wore hats.
Sure, my grandfather did.
Yeah.
Like a fedora.
Fedora.
Sure. And it was respectful. Yes. He looked good.
They looked really cool.
Every man wore them.
Cool. They looked cool, man.
Right. Some guys still do to look cool.
And when women went to functions, they always wore a hat. Not necessarily the Easter parade kind of hats,
right.
But little things.
Like a pillbox type thing.
Kind
like
of
Jackie
thing.
Kennedy.
If you were going out in society, you had to wear a hat.
Right.
And that was that's nice. There's nothing wrong with hats. I think they dress
people
up.
You know, some people are funky with their hats now. I love it.
Yeah. And the only other hats besides the cap are the cowboys, but that's just in Texas, really.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's these stupid little baseball caps that five-year-olds
and
wear.
And men are wearing them indoors, I noticed. And it's not respectable. You take off your hat when you go inside,
absolutely.
Gentlemen. Please.
Absolutely,
I just take off points immediately when I see a guy wearing a baseball cap inside.
Yeah.
Stop it. Thank you.
Stop it.
Please. You're ignorant.
I don't want to get beat up by a man.
I don't care.
But why should you if I don't care about you, arthritis?
No, I mean I don't care if I get beat up.
Oh, I see.
I'm
sorry.
They can try to come at me, bro.
Yeah. Grown men and anybody who is over 16 years old or 21 should not be wearing a baseball cap. That's what little kids wear.
It makes them look a little mentally deficient.
It does.
Doesn't it?
It makes them look like a child.
Like King of the Hill, a cartoon.
You can't be an adult and wear a baseball cap.
You're not adulting.
You're not.
Okay.
But I do miss the formal hats. And they're coming off of the police department. And firemen, they're not hats, they're helmets. Different.
When they're in battle
with
flames, but not normally.
Nurses no more.
Nurses, that was weird.
Yeah.
When I'm watching these Columbo things going,
weird.
White tights and these.
Because doctors didn't wear hats.
No.
No. So why should women wear hats if doctors don't wear hats?
No. And they were all women nurses back then. It was just so funny. I called the hospital the other day. A guy was talking in the emergency room. I said, hello, doctor. He said, no, I'm one of the nurses. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's fine.
Isn't it great?
Yeah. Well, and of course, most of us still, when you say doctor, you always say, well, what did he tell you? No, what did now?
He or she. You can't say they, because it's singular, and that's plural.
But I think there's more female doctors now than there are male doctors, and congratulations,
yes,
because
I believe
a doctor is supposed to be a nurturing faction.
Right.
And when it's a female doctor, I actually feel like I'm getting the whole total thing here.
Right.
Because they're more compassionate.
Except my doctor now had to leave the country on a family emergency, and I don't know what that means.
But women,
they have to go to whatever's going on.
Yes.
Men can just nose to the grindstone, continue on.
I know.
So you know what? There's pros and cons to everything.
I know. Wonder what would happen if men could have babies. I wonder how the world would have changed. But that's not happening.
It could never happen.
Yeah.
There would be no babies. Men can't do that. They can't have. They couldn't stand that nine months of.
But what if every sexual being was able to deliver something? That would have been interesting.
There's a species. I forget if it's amphibian or what that can. The male males have the children.
Okay.
Yeah, it's something under the water. I'm pretty sure.
It's got to be under the water.
You know,
not on top of the water. I'll tell you that.
No, it's under the water. It's under there. Somewhere.
All right, here's some weird things.
You got weird things
for
once?
I got weird things.
You never have weird things, Ron. Come on.
Now, this is something that Tori will be able to watch because it's a video. Our listeners will obviously only be able to hear the sound, which is still dynamic.
They can look it up, dude.
Yes, they can, dude. You're absolutely right.
Please look it up.
Actually, both my stories today come out of China.
China.
Yes,
China.
In China, the technology is absolutely amazing.
You think?
Yes,
what about
I do.
Japan? They might even be better.
Could be, but that's not what happened here.
Ooh.
So in a town in China or city,
that's not
or,
what happened here. I love you. You're ready. Look at this wit goes.
Come on, man.
All right. I'm ready.
We know about artificial intelligence.
Oh, AI.
Which is Thank you for shortening that.
That's what they call it.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Okay, dude. So
I know some shit. Just FYI.
Okay, dude. So anyway, this is the first nightly newscast delivered by an AI.
That's creepy. You're creeping me out a little.
It sounds perfectly normal, but it looks very bizarre. Oh, no. And now this
We've
is the
there.
Start.
We're
this,
getting there.
Yeah, this is. You're right. We are getting there. And in China, this is they actually start this stuff.
No. And, Skynet. Skynet.
This is 30 seconds long.
Ellie Beck.
See if those listening can tell that this is not a real person talking.
My God. All right.
But the visuals are absolutely amazing.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Okay.
Let's see what happens here.
Hello, everyone. I'm an English artificial intelligence anchor. This is my very first day in Xinhua's agency. My voice and appearance are modeled on Zhang Zhao, a real anchor with Xinhua. The development of the media industry calls for continuous innovation and deep integration with the international advanced technologies. I will work tirelessly to keep you informed as texts will be typed into my system uninterrupted. I look forward to bringing you the brand new news experiences.
Oh no,
wow.
The brand new news.
Freaky, huh?
But you know, that's to save money probably, right? Because you don't have to pay people and health insurance and whatever. They're made up.
That's true. But there's another thing in play, and that's all this fake news stuff. There's no emotion in his voice.
Okay.
He doesn't, he can't put his hands up. Well, he could, but they don't.
But isn't it better this way? I don't want emotion, do I?
Yeah, well, you're getting none of it now.
Just the facts, ma'am.
That's it. Well, of course, his words are still programmed in him, so we can do propaganda still.
So you just need someone to program him. So that's cutting back because there's no anchor.
Right. No anchor, save money there.
So that'll take care of jobs.
No dressing room.
Yeah, it'll take care of it. When that catches on in 100 years, there'll be no more. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I can see this working.
Do you remember, and I think most people do, unless you're a millennial, there was a time where they said that the Broadway theater would not be all performers. There would be holograms. And this was around a time of the Disney World thing with the Hall of Presidents.
Oh, I've seen that. I went and saw that Hall of Presidents thing. It was unnerving because it just stuffed people, robots.
Yeah, and now the actual presidents are those things.
It was kind of boring. Yeah. I wasn't really into it.
But the holograms were supposed to be the big thing where you would go to a Broadway theater or a theater, sit down in the audience, and on stage the actor would walk out, start talking, and you would not know that he was not real.
I don't like it.
He would look a little transparent,
right?
But that's about it.
No, because people go there, pay big bucks to see Hamilton or what have you, Book of Mormon. They want to see the real people.
But Tori, what if Hamilton, for example, appeared in theaters across the country on a stage,
right?
And you could actually see Hamilton
and afford it,
and you're seeing the actual actors. They're not actually there. They're somewhere else.
I might just
doing
so
it.
I could say I kind of saw what the big to do was about.
You actually saw
I
the show.
I can't go to New York City.
They weren't on the stage in front of me, but they were.
All right.
It's
you know,
like, yeah. It's like it's going.
A fallback.
It's like
why
going
can't I
to,
have the choice though? Don't make them all that way. Can't I have the real one and then? Like the off Broadway.
Oh sure.
Okay.
Well, what they're doing is they're taking the Broadway one and they're taking the hologram of that and they're showing it.
But they better charge
stages.
Peanuts. Do not try to gouge people for that.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Well, I don't. I mean, it hasn't come to that yet. But
no,
that was,
it may never.
That was the original thought.
Right.
Then when I was growing up, there was a cartoon show called The Jetsons.
Oh yeah.
And they had flying cars in these.
They didn't even look like cars
cities.
Though. They were like.
Yeah,
flying spaceships.
Yeah, kind of. But it was known and accepted back then in those cartoon days, which was the late 50s, I believe, that will within our lifetime be indeed the case.
Yeah.
Never
it wasn't
happened.
Even in their lifetime. But there was a movie, actually, by Luc Besson, who was a French director, with Bruce Willis, called The Fifth Element.
Yes.
And in the beginning of that movie, and part of that movie, was the same thing, air traffic.
Right.
So they made it more realistic. It wasn't very Jetson-y, but it was still, there was a lot of traffic in the air. It was still looked confusing and difficult to navigate.
Can you imagine being in a traffic accident in the air?
Yeah.
I think you die in every single accident. I mean,
you know, I never thought of it that way.
It's one thing to have your fender fall off and then you stop the car
You're falling to Earth, man.
Yeah.
The man who fell to earth.
Yes. I mean, come on. I mean, that sounds like insurance costs could go up even more than you think.
Yeah, exactly. It's more than a hologram musical.
I mean, seriously.
Seriously, of course. I know.
And I don't understand the drone thing. Amazon, in their commercials, is showing
now. They're going to deliver us.
You
from evil? I mean, they're delivering our packages.
You can't send aircraft onto my property. You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, that's ripe for terrorism, actually, also.
It is so ripe, it's not funny. Or what if the drone goes a little bit? They treat it like in these self-driving cars, like nothing ever goes wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're trying to get all the variables out, work out the kinks before they, you know.
Well, they have backup computers of the computers, right. Which is like how many backups are we going to take before nothing tragic happens?
But, there's already, how many accidents are happening right now due to human error? A lot of fatalities
most of them across the country every day.
Yes. Drunk driving.
You're absolutely right.
So they're trying, I think, have a fix here for this.
Which would you rather? It's both are yeah. Both are probably bad. Which is not worse than the other.
Mm-hmm. Would I rather get in a car and drive it myself, or get in the back seat of a car not driven by anyone? I'd rather drive myself.
No kidding.
We're playing the game a little.
I don't think I could sit in the back. Although I get on a train.
Yeah.
And I get on a bus.
Exactly.
And I'm sitting there and I'm trying, but I got a human being up there who I think has experience doing this thing.
School buses crash here and there. I mean, that's scary too.
Sure they do.
You're trusting your children with some person.
Yes.
So I don't know.
But a computer?
Well,
come on.
We're working on it, Ron. It's not ready tomorrow, but you know what? Maybe someday it will be the better technology and makes sense.
Technology is being tested right now in some major cities. Mm-hmm. And I can't, they're doing it in Boston and in New York. I can't imagine. Those are the two places that I wouldn't do it in.
Or LA. My gosh. Yeah. Everyone drives in LA. I heard no one walks anywhere.
It's not much so much the cars, it's the people.
Exactly.
I mean, if someone darts in front of your car, or a dog or a child chasing a ball.
I mean, what's the fail-proof? What do you call it for that? The fail-safe for that?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, apparently the car would stop, but then what would happen when your car stops short? The cars behind it?
You better wear a seatbelt.
Only that. If your car stops short, the car behind you
they'd all have to
you.
Be on the same frequency.
They all have to have it.
It's either all or nothing. I can't imagine a driverless car among all these other gas-operated human cars.
I can't imagine it. Nor can I imagine being at home at night and hearing this large motor hovering over my house and wondering what the is going on here. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know what my legal property would be. I mean, I guess a delivery guy can walk up to my front door and drop a package.
Sure, that's how it works now.
Yes, but he's walking up my front door. He's not flying into my front door.
I think they have insurance for that as well. If something happens, they're covered as well.
You know, there comes a point where we go too far. I mean, you don't have
Who
to.
Who decides on that point, though?
Me.
Oh.
Me.
Okay. You right now on your show. That's
no,
fair.
I'm available. Okay. I'm available to sit in a chair and make
decisions.
I've
heard that about you. You are available.
I'm available.
All right.
I'm available. I don't tape what I do, but actually I do.
Oh, no. I've heard too much.
Yeah. All right. Shall we move on?
Let's move along.
All right, you got something? I got another human here. Another China deal.
Oh, you got more China? That's right, you said you had a couple of China things.
China.
What's going on
China.
Over there?
This is in a remote village of Sichuan.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
No, because it's remote.
Yeah. This guy, Li Bingle, mm-hmm. he's 47. What he's doing is he used to be a mobile phone vendor. He's just invested $146,000 in cockroaches.
Gross.
In China, what they're doing is it's becoming quite popular. They have so much garbage and stuff that they are now breeding cockroaches to eat the garbage.
That's disgusting.
It is disgusting. Ugh. His farm has 3.4 million cockroaches that he's raised.
I am never going there.
I'm not staying for dinner. So he says, people think it's strange that I do this kind of business. Of course, he said in his native tongue.
Yeah.
It has great economic value, and my goal is to lead other villagers to prosperity. If they follow my lead.
Does he say it in Mandarin or Cantonese?
Doesn't really say.
Yeah, it's not important.
Yeah. But that's it.
Yeah.
They say that the evidence of a cockroach, that a cockroach is also good for curing oral and peptic ulcers, skin wounds, and even stomach cancer.
Well, let me tell you what's bad about cockroaches. The number one thing.
Yeah.
And they've this is studies, you can look this up. The droppings of cockroaches, mm-hmm. the feces, mm-hmm. that can give you asthma and all kinds of respiratory mm-hmm. problems, mm-hmm. okay? When they're in people's homes and it's in their carpets or whatever, yeah. the kids and people are breathing that in. I was affected once back in Florida when I lived there in a cockroach place with the rugs, mm-hmm. and it happened to me. I was on an inhaler.
Right.
I was a healthy person. So these droppings, never mind what the cockroaches themselves, it's what they leave behind. Mm-hmm. They could be long gone. You got to fumigate and clean, and they're nasty bugs.
Well, Lee's probably dead by now from...
Maybe he lives outside. In China, who knows? You could live in the tree.
Well, he farms them outside.
Yeah, he lives outside.
Yes.
He's fine. He breeds there.
Yeah, but still, I mean, that's like a science fiction movie to me. Cockroaches are not an endearing little species. You don't walk down the street and go, oh, look at the cockroach. No. Oh, how pretty.
No. No. They're palmetto bugs in Florida, too. They're giant.
They are. Did I tell you this story? And it's absolutely true. Nobody believes me, but Tori, I think you will believe me.
I lived with palmetto bugs. I know
what they are. I went to an Italian restaurant. I even remember there was an Italian restaurant. I walked outside.
Yep.
It was like 6 o'clock at night. It was twilight.
Yep.
I walked outside. There was a lamppost, a street light out there.
Tell me this one.
Yeah, a cockroach was actually leaning up, standing up against the lamppost.
Smoking a cigarette. Right? Yeah, I know. Yeah. You told me this one.
And pretty much was saying to myself, like, yeah, you want to do something about it?
Had the dark glasses on?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
They're feisty.
They're really, you can't get rid of them.
No.
They're always trying to make deals.
Yeah, they're just trying to make deals. Hey, Tori, hey, come here. Hey, Tori,
the lamppost, you know.
Yeah.
I'm familiar. Right. I've been down that street.
I'll meet you at the lamppost at 7. Yeah, it's scary stuff. I don't like that. And then you smush them and it's like a whole mess.
Yeah, I don't. I can't deal with it. I flush them. Grab them, flush them.
That would be one reason I would not move to Florida.
I can't squish bugs. I have to flush them.
Yeah,
I don't want to, or put them outside. I don't want any goo-goo stuff.
Put them outside, they're just going to come back inside again.
And you get to take a drive.
Yeah. And they show up in your In New York, they're all over the place because they come home in the shopping bags.
Oh, and they did a movie called Joe's Apartment.
Yes.
With talking cockroaches. Dude.
Because it was based on that.
Yeah, they talk.
You can be cockroach free, go to a supermarket, buy some chips or something, come home, and one cockroach will start a farm in your kitchen.
Like those pantry moths.
Yes.
Have you seen those?
No, I have not.
Good.
I'm familiar with them, but I haven't seen them.
Yeah, well, they're a problem.
All right.
I was watching Al Jazeera TV. Did you ever watch
that?
How
is Al?
Well, no, it's a television network for, and overseas.
Right.
Al Jazeera. But they have a U.S. one where they all speak inglese, which I like because then I know what they're saying.
Right.
They're British people, some of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there was one British guy they had on. This is really funny. He just said this. And it was funny to me because you know what they call a dead end in the U.K.?
No.
An absolute cul-de-sac.
Absolute cul-de-sac.
Isn't that great?
That's cute. I
wrote that down right away. I love it too.
Yeah.
It's an absolute cul-de-sac. They're talking about the Brexit thing.
Yes.
You know, it's an absolute cul-de-sac. Love it. Love it. I just want to pass that on before I forget.
That is adorable. That is adorable.
It's totes adorable.
They say interesting, funny stuff.
Yes.
And yet we've come from them.
Yes. We need to go back. Things are working out over here.
Things aren't working out over there either.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know where you go. Canada? Yeah. Again? I can get in. I just can't get out, maybe.
I don't know. Everything's topsy-turvy because of douchebag individual one, I call him.
Right.
That's what he'll be called when he's indicted.
Yep.
Anyway.
We've gone full circle.
We have gone full circle.
You know what that means.
It's time. You ready?
Yes.
You think I am?
Yes.
Would you rather?
Would you rather? It's the Georgettes.
Love them.
Nice people. They're all named George.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Works out.
Sure does for them. All right, this is where you play along at home or wherever you may be. Answer the questions yourselves and get some insight into how you really feel about things when you're put in a corner.
What an intro.
That's pretty good, huh?
Want me to go first?
Sure.
All right, I want to say, would you rather lose the use of your arms or lose the use of your legs? Now, I thought of this one on my own because I'm creepy.
You're very...
But the other ones I looked up. But this was my question. I remember I tried to do one a week. That's mine.
Lose the use of my arms.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, I'm sorry. I had mine backwards. I want to lose the use of my legs.
Oh. Well, you're thinking you can be in a wheelchair?
Yes, that's it. Mm-hmm. And this way I can still type and gesture.
I guess you're right.
See?
Yeah, I guess you're right. I can't change the channel with my feet.
I'm
going to change my answer.
Change it to lose your legs.
Yes, thank you.
But I knew a guy that could work with, he had those flippers. You're born with flippers. Remember back when there were birth defects years ago?
Yep.
So he had no hands and arms, just flippers. And he could fix computers with his feet.
Yeah.
But then you had to disinfect it when you got it home.
Yeah, that's not normal.
And he'd eat with his feet.
Yeah.
He'd do everything.
No, these days, I think because of the wars and the loss of limbs.
They give you new legs.
Yeah, they do. They actually do.
But if you've broken your spine, that's different. Then you can't even work the legs.
I don't know.
All right, I'm going to go with no legs. What's your question? You got no legs either. Okay, good.
I'll do no legs. How about you at home? Okay. All right.
Delete.
Would you rather have a white Christmas or a warm Christmas?
Ooh, I like this question. Hmm. I'm going to go with warm because you're talking to me.
Me too.
I thought so.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know this about Tori, but I do not drive in the snow. I try not to. Did you know that?
I don't either. I don't like it. Who likes it? Who enjoys it?
And I don't. Somebody. So I don't. I hate the snow. I think it's pretty when it don't stick.
Well, I lived in Florida, as I mentioned, for 7 years. Mm-hmm. That's all we had. Mm-hmm. It was funny to see Christmas lights and no snow ever.
Yeah, I know.
It was fine though. Whatever.
And I say that because basically on Christmas, you're supposed to be able to get around if you want to because people visit people.
Exactly.
And it's like a downer, man.
Well, how about if it's cold and no snow? That's what it usually is.
Better.
Yeah, it's better, but I'd rather have the warm anyway.
Yeah, I don't want to be. Oh. I will not be compromised.
No, you won't.
Okay.
Would you rather be in jail for 10 years or be in a coma for 20 years?
Wow. That's tough.
I have my answer ready to go. Come on, Ron.
I wish I could do 10 and 10 there.
No. That's why it's different. That's why it's got to think about it.
Oh, man. I think the coma.
Me too. Coma for 20 years. You don't know what's happening. You wake up.
Yeah.
You got driving cars. Self-driving cars.
Yeah.
You know? And Donald Trump is dead. It's perfect.
Oh, it's true.
10 years in jail? Yeah, come on, man. Nice, I don't want to do 1 year in jail. I don't do three. I don't want to do a Michael Cohen.
Yeah, it's a little confining, isn't it?
It is.
All right. How about this? Would you rather spend a planned day outside, a planned day trip or something, a romantic one with your loved one, your romantic love? Or would you rather spend a romantic evening at home with no plans with your loved one?
Oh, no, I'd rather go out and have a nice plan for the day.
I would rather do the romantic evening with no plans and just see what happens.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's good in the winter because that's pretty much what happens.
Yes.
But I like the warm weather and going out and doing something. Mm.
See,
I want to be outside. Yeah. I hate being inside in the winter.
I think it's romantic.
Stir crazy, romantic. Cabin fever. Really? Okay. Yeah. You don't seem like you'd be that romantic about something like that.
Yeah, not knowing what's going to happen, just let things go as they go and not make plans. I think that's fantastic.
All right.
Okay.
Would you rather be a tree or have to live in a tree for the rest of your life?
I don't know what it's like to be a tree. I know if I were human and lived in a tree, that would be like being in jail or having a coma.
So what is your answer?
I would say be a tree.
I'm going to be a tree also.
Yeah.
And why not?
The birds can live on me.
You're a tree. What do you need?
Well, I don't know what trees really
do. I have no
do.
Stress. I have no problems. Right. I have no physical ailments.
I mean,
I'm a tree.
I guess. I mean, trees put up with it, so I guess they're happy with it.
These are all hypothetical. You know that, right?
No, I did not know that.
Okay. Your turn.
You didn't tell me that.
Your turn.
Okay. Would you rather crap out a softball?
Oh, my God.
Or pee out a marble?
Oh,
now,
no.
I must tell you that this question affects men in a different way than it does women.
Yeah, well.
If you had a penis and you peed out a marble, that would be excruciating.
I'm gonna poop the softball. I have to. I can't deal with anything else.
I would agree. I think I can deal with stuff back there, but I can't deal with the stuff up here.
I know. Yeah. You don't. Same answer
all right,
here.
Good.
Okay, we're on the same page.
Good.
I have one final one.
Sure.
Would you rather have a sit-down with Oprah Winfrey or Hillary Clinton? You know, nice dinner, sit down, talk.
Oprah Winfrey.
Really? I had a feeling you might say that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. Because I'm kind of am curious about things. Oprah could give me a better shot at, you know, what I should do about life, motivational. Maybe that's the smart answer.
Mm-hmm.
But I got questions. I got some questions.
I suppose. They're both fascinating people.
Yeah, okay. But I knew you'd pick Oprah because of the genre.
I do it because I think Oprah was more of a self-made individual.
Yes.
Hillary is very smart and could have been self-made, but it was originally an introduction through her husband that we got to know her. So.
Right.
I'm going with Oprah.
Yeah, I think I'd probably get a straight answer out of Oprah, though, too, more so than Hillary.
The major question I want to ask Oprah is, how can you be so rich and yet have all that weight?
She loses it and gets it back.
Yeah, which is...
She goes back and forth.
That's awful. That's called the
yo-yo.
And
Stedman, what's going on with him? Why don't they get married?
Yeah, something's wrong somewhere.
I mean, this is protect her fortune? I don't know. She could still have a prenup.
Absolutely. And Stedman would go for it.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's got some bucks as a result.
You know, he can never find his wallet when they go out.
Yeah, I know.
What's up with
that? With that Stead.
What's your final question?
Let's see. I've got three more, so I'm going to pick the best one here. Would you rather, if you had a time machine...
I love time machine questions.
All right, good. Would you rather go backwards in time, visit any time in the past, or would you rather go into the future and visit anything that might be in the future? Knowing that you could come back
right.
to visit.
Yeah. Yeah, I've thought about this. Mm-hmm. And I always pick the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's things I want to revisit.
Mm-hmm.
The future will take care of itself, and maybe I should know about what's going to happen, but I'm very nostalgic, Ron.
Yeah. I agree with you. I would rather go to selected points in the past because I'm not really sure that the future is going to be all that enjoyable if you've lived
right.
already. If mm-hmm. you're a millennial,
yep.
If you're like 20 or
sure.
15.
Sure, there's not much to go back to, they
yeah.
think. But we could go back to like George Washington. There was a TV series,
mm-hmm.
Which I watched. It only lasted a season, and it was great. Mm-hmm. They went back into all these, like Al Capone and,
right.
and you know, the Pilgrims, and they did all this stuff when they went back,
mm-hmm.
the witch trials. What if you could do that? Not necessarily just your lifetime, go back further.
Well, see, I wouldn't go to those things because history was either cruel or extremely uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to remember that we're starting from the point of what we know now.
Okay.
So you're going back. You weren't created then. You know who you are now. You know what life is like now. You know what conveniences are here.
Right.
So you're going back to something. And there was a lot of crap back there.
Mm.
I don't know how much crap is in the future. I'd be curious, but not wanting to see it, perhaps, because
right.
it could be horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going in the future. In the past, I can be selective.
Okay. That makes sense.
I'm way too specific there.
That's okay.
All right. Fine.
I'm out of questions. I only brought four
well,
today.
You know,
I'll just bring four.
I'll save mine for another year.
Next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you rather?
Would you rather?
I so much miss the music. You know, here's something, Tori.
What?
When I was growing up, I remember this so vividly, and maybe you had a similar situation.
I'm sure.
I was listening to the Beatles in my bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
It was in 63 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother came into the room, and she said, who is that? And I said, it's the Beatles. I'm listening to rock and roll. She says, rock and roll is such a horrible form of music. It's just a lot of... A lot of sound. It's very simple. It's yeah, it is simplistic.
She liked Mantovani or something?
No, she liked the Sinatras
and
that kind of the crooners and things
sure.
and the Benny Goodmans and things like that because that's what she grew up with.
Yep.
Whatever we grow up with is that thing that lays closest to our hearts musically.
Right.
So I got that, but I said to my mother. I didn't say it to my mother, but I thought about my mother. Oh, my God, how wrong are you? How weird are you not to open up your... This is fantastic
sure.
music, Mom.
And
these
it
are,
is. This, it was.
Yeah.
No matter who says it wasn't.
To me.
To everybody,
yeah.
really.
So at my age now of 37, I am...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thanks for not laughing.
My son is 37.
Appreciate that.
Actually,
appreciate
he will
that.
Be. He'll be 37 okay, next year okay. and next month.
Yeah,
sorry.
Right. Anyway, so you go... Sorry, I... Chose that exact thing. But the music that I love was when I was a kid. So now I respect the fact that my mother loved the music that she grew up with when she was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand rap.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand certain forms of music now. And yet there's a generation whom are foundationally planted and enjoy it. So now I have an understanding. As much as I can't get into it, I have total understanding for the fact that they can.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to the realization that we embrace what we grew up with.
Yeah, I think you're right. And speaking of the Beatles, my mother said, I don't remember because I was very young, I would watch the Beatles on Ed Sullivan and just sit there and dance. And like two or three, and I'm dancing and excited and loving it.
Yeah.
And she thought it was the cutest thing ever.
Oh, she thought it was cute. Well,
and they got me a little Beatles doll, which I still have. They got me Ringo. They were a set of four.
Oh, so they really
they picked Ringo,
your,
and I still have
it. They respected your stuff.
They let me, my mind, my brother and my our minds blossom.
I think it's a little different because you were young Whenever a child does a two or three is adorable no matter what.
Yeah.
Because they're moving.
Right,
but if
that's
you
true.
Were if you were a teenager
yeah.
and you were affected by that music, your mother might have thought, oh no, she's being affected by this
right.
crap.
Yeah. My mother didn't.
Different.
Yeah, she never even got involved in what I listened
yeah,
to.
Yeah, yeah.
She never cared that much, I guess,
my
about music.
My mother didn't either. I just remember her one day saying that to me.
Yeah.
And I thought she was, you know, like, wow, are you like closed-minded, Mom? And then it's like everything in life. When you grow up, you find out the stuff that your parents said to you. All of a sudden, you say that
you're
your
right.
kids.
You become your parents. Sure,
and
I see it.
And it scares the hell out of you.
It is. I hear my mother's voice coming out of me sometimes,
yeah.
and it's
yeah.
frightening.
It is.
As it's happening, I can't stop it. I said, what?
Because you always say to yourself when you're growing up, I'm never going to be like that. I'm
right.
going to be a different parent.
Oh, sure.
And yet you end up
you
kind
end up.
Of with the same
foundation.
Time
foundations. Will catch up and it'll...
Yeah.
But my high school was like Pat Benatar. That's what I listened to. I tried to perfect the Pat Benatar. I bought her albums and I tried to sing just like her.
Yeah.
That was what I did during my spare time.
My other curiosity, very quickly, is that there was a hippie generation that lasted for quite a period of time.
Oh, sure.
Peace, love, free love.
Started in the 60s.
Yep. Peace, love.
Peace, love, and understanding.
Right, right. Anti-government.
Yep, still.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
with good cause.
And so these people grew up and now apparently have become the very people that they were revolting against.
In some cases.
In many cases.
In many cases, yeah.
And it's because money got to them.
Yep.
The root of all evil, the money.
But the younger people are now taking over the hippie thing. They haven't been affected yet. They're trying to get it going again.
The younger people are usually
the Bernie
fresher.
Sanders people,
yes.
sure.
Well, they're the fresher minds.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow... In this country, the longer you live in it, the more you become entangled in the very stuff that pissed you off to begin with.
Yes, I know. It's a paradox.
Yes. I mean, many of the white supremacists and racists in this country were the very ones that were protesting the Vietnam War and preaching love and peace.
Right. They became jaded.
It's very weird. Mm-hmm. Very weird to me how one's entire being can be so transposed after experiences like that.
It is.
Yeah.
Hey, do you remember a fragrance called Jean Nate?
Yes, I sure do.
Is that still... I wore it. I was just thinking back when I listened to Pat Benatar. In between, I'd be putting on Jean Nate.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
It was popular back then when I was in high school.
Around. It probably is.
I think it is. Possibly. It's like a citrusy, lemony... I loved it. I wore it. I had a big, giant bottle. That's back when they had those... Remember those huge, giant bottles?
Yes,
I had got one for Christmas for my parents, and I never finished it because it was too big.
I wonder if it smells the same as it did then.
I would think so. Because it's like Old Spice or something that's always going to be
the
same...
Remember the Old Spice.
The same smell.
I don't even know if that's around anymore.
It is because sometimes I have a customer will come in and, what's that fragrance? Old Spice.
Really?
Tried and true. Still smells good to me.
No, the alcohol still tastes the same.
Yeah, well, some people come into the store. When they leave, I have to spray the Lysol because no soap and water. I don't know what's happening again.
Well,
I really wish I could figure that one out.
It's
99 cents.
It's the cockroaches.
Ivory soap.
Yeah, I know. Well, they still have that.
You know, if you can afford to get some liquor and come into the store, you can afford some soap.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I
Goodbye.
Suppose so.
I have a spray. That's why we have 4 cans of Lysol. I'll just spray when they leave. Not
Good
in front
you.
Of them.
Good
I'd be
you.
Very, you know,
Good
no one's
you.
Around.
Yeah.
It's offensive.
Well, of course.
Sometimes they smell like diesel. I mean, you know, like grease. I've been working on, I don't know, motors for vehicles. And that smell is, or oil burners.
Would
it's
you,
this
would
time
you
of year.
Would you tend to say that people that drink a lot tend to smell more?
Ooh. Well, we have such a huge, varied clientele.
Of course, of course.
And not that many actually smell. Most people smell either like nothing or very good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a stereotype, probably. Or
yes,
we're
it is
just
a stereotype.
Getting good people. Maybe a different liquor store down the road. They're getting all the stinkers.
Maybe so.
We have nice people.
I would assume, I am assuming, I'm just guessing, that if you drink a lot, you don't really give a shit what you smell
yeah.
like.
Yeah. In some cases, I'm sure that's,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You have problems. You have emotional stress and depression, and alcohol is a depressant, so it's really just feeding the cycle.
You know, it's funny. Boy, this is a show's going on like for 7 hours.
Yeah.
I have yet to meet... I think, a person that doesn't have problems.
Oh, sure.
And I used to think when I was younger that they're, like most people, didn't have problems.
Mm-hmm.
It's just when I got older, I started to experience conversations more.
Mm.
And when you get a little bit deeper into somebody's life,
mm-hmm.
all of a sudden you start hearing it.
Sure.
And it's very fascinating. Again, when I was growing up, the neighbors next door were getting divorced. And in those days, you did not tell your neighbors that you were getting a divorce. That was to be a secret.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Now, it's like on Dr. Phil every day. You know,
it's it's no big
totally
deal.
Totally different.
But it still affects kids the same, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But we're learning so much about, it's such an open society, like free to talk about what's going on. Everybody talks about their medical conditions now on television.
Oh, yeah.
And,
you know,
it's like everything is...
Nothing's private anymore.
No, when the internet is just, everything is... Yeah, you overshare. Out there.
Yeah.
And you very quickly learn...
People want attention.
Yeah.
Too.
And I guess what I'm saying is the nice thing is that you learn that if you have problems, yeah, like everybody else does.
You can join a group.
Yeah.
There's many groups to join
sure,
and talk
it.
Online with
Which
people.
Is a good thing. That's a
it
good
is
thing.
And it's not. I'll tell you why. Because I joined a group, which I never go to, because it's for mothers of children who died.
Mm-hmm.
And you go in there and you start to cry. You read their stories.
Yeah,
it's good for bonding, I suppose. But I don't know if I'll ever be at a place where I can say, get strong enough to say, yeah, that's horrible. I feel for you. I try to, but it's...
Well, it is, you know, tragedies in one's life, you're supposed to, over time, be able to move on so that that doesn't like ruin yours. So that's the thing. But you're right. If you're constantly reminded about how horrible, then...
And people are in there all the time for support. And just the word support alone. Mm. When you're in there, it's bringing you down.
Yeah.
You might not realize it.
Right.
But I do realize it. I can't go in there.
I
joined. I looked what it was. I cried a lot. I read the stories. I said, I can't stay here.
Yeah. I guess the purpose was that you're among people who have the same situation.
Exactly.
But after a period of time, it's like, well, now you're all like not letting me... move on.
Well, yeah, small doses. They are trying to be helpful. I get it. It is it's good for some people, but small doses of it are good. But I just, you know, once in a while I can hear a little bit, but it's not that I don't think about it every day. So why even?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why amplify it?
Sure, that's the word.
Yeah. Well, she's Tori
LeGuard. On that note.
Yeah.
Happy holidays. War on Merry Christmas.
We'll be back though. Oh,
let
my.
It snow, we, let
actually,
it
we're
snow,
gonna
let
be,
it snow.
We will have a show on Christmas
Oh, yeah, we
Eve
will.
Maybe
we'll play the rapey song.
Yeah, the day before Christmas, you can pick us up right here with a new show.
Chop, chop,
so
chop.
Until next week.